Hyperion Audiobooks presents For One More Day, written and read by Mitch Albom.
Chick Bonetto's first words to me. Let me guess. You want to know why I tried to kill myself? Prologue. This is a story about a family, and as there is a ghost involved, you might call it a ghost story. But every family is a ghost story. The dead sit at our tables long after they have gone. This particular story belongs to Charles Chick Bonetto. He was not the ghost. He was very real. I found him on a Saturday morning in the bleachers of a Little League field, wearing a navy windbreaker and chewing peppermint gum. Maybe you remember him from his baseball days. I've spent part of my career as a sports writer, so the name was familiar to me on several levels. Looking back, it was fate that I found him. I had come to Pepperville Beach to close on a small house that had been in our family for years. On my way back to the airport, I stopped for coffee. There was a field across the street where kids in purple t-shirts were pitching and hitting. I had time. I wandered over. As I stood at the backstop, my fingers curled in the chain-link fence, an old man maneuvered a lawnmower over the grass. He was tanned and wrinkled, with half a cigar in his mouth. He shut the mower when he saw me and asked if I had a kid out there. I said no. He asked what I was doing here. I told him about the house. He asked what I did for a living, and I made the mistake of telling him that, too. "A writer, huh?" he said, chewing his cigar. He pointed to a figure sitting alone in the seats with his back to us. "You ought to check out that guy. Now there's a story." I hear this all the time. "Oh yeah, why's that?" "He played pro ball once." "Mm-hmm." "I think he made a World Series." "Mm." "And he tried to kill himself."
"What?"
"Yeah," the man sniffed. "From what I heard, he's damn lucky to be alive. Chick Bonetto, his name is. His mother used to live around here, Posey Bonetto." He chuckled. "She was wild." He dropped his cigar and stomped on it. "Go on up and ask him if you don't believe me." He returned to his mower. I let go of the batting cage. It was rusty and some of the rust came off on my fingers. Every family is a ghost story. I approached the bleachers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?